Auto Group at the Glass Doctor. We got the food and the fun, so I hope to see you there. Greetings, good afternoon, Monday, and the present truth. What is the present truth? There is present truth everywhere, but people don't want to believe the truth. They want to believe the lie. And the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 28 that there'll come a time at the end of the world where people will want to make the lie their refuge. In other words, they feel that it's safer to live in the lie than it would be to live in the truth. They will make the lie their refuge. You don't want to build a house on lies, but that's what will happen at the end of the world. At the time, at the very end, where Satan's control over the world is coming to an end. This is why we see so much chaos, so many NGOs and governments, agencies of the governments, pushing to destroy mankind, to destroy the world, using every kind of lie available. The climate change, they're building a house using climate change as the material to build this lie. It's not going to work because King David in the Psalms said that the earth is forever. Why? Because God created the earth to sustain man. The children of the devil know that, the Illuminati, the Luciferians, these type of people. If you can destroy the world, the earth, you can destroy mankind. If you can create viruses that were not created naturally through just the systems in the world, viruses have to be here because viruses actually help strengthen the immune system of people. But when you create these viruses in a lab, and they are, there's not just the corona, but Ebola and all the others that have been created in the last 20 years, in the last half a century, in the last century, going back to the late 1800s, creating, and in the Bible, in Ezekiel, in Isaiah, the thought is that man would have the ability at some point to create viruses and even creatures that God did not create in the Garden of Eden. Not only viruses, but taking a fern and the DNA out of a fern and introducing it through genetic splicing into a spider. And you have a fern spider. And this spider looks just like a fern plant. It has little leaves all over its body. Taking the goat, making a spider goat. which they did right here at CSU, and the research center up in, I believe it is Laramie, they made a spider goat. They took DNA from a spider, spliced it into the glands of a goat to make milk. And what comes out when the goat is milked, they take the milk and they, through a process, synthesize it, and it makes strands of silk, which they're using. The attempt is to use it on armor for combatants, for a military in battle. Spider goat armor. It was not created in the Garden of Eden, but it is created at the end of the world, when man would have the science and the technology and the understanding of how the DNA in not just mankind works, but in all the other creatures, including plants and animals and fish and birds. And they begin to use it and weaponize it, because man's curiosity is just like a cat. The curiosity of man will destroy him if he doesn't have the morals that are in the Bible. So just to open, another thing in Hosea 8:7, these people are sowing to the wind, these children of the devil. They want to be God. They are hell-bent on being God. They believe that they can, through technology, become God. And they can use AI. They can use all this new intelligence is being created to genetically manipulate human beings into becoming post-human into a transhuman world. Well, they're about there. They're almost there. But God will not allow it. Before that happens, God will come and judge their plans. Another decade, at the present pace, we are not going to make it another decade. The end of the world has come. That is a present truth. So, Monday through Thursday on 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available, daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability, ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS. That's 970-663-7897.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, The Roar. of the Rockies.
And at the time, at the end of Satan's rule on the world, there will be final wars. And we're going to get to that. But before I do, on Friday night, there is going to be an event in Greeley, the Glass Doctor, at 6310 West 10th Street, behind the Ramsey Auto Group dealership at 6 p.m. So again, that's 6310 West 10th Street. Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions will be there with his firearms emergency response virtual simulator. And you'll be able to test your skills in a variety of emergency scenarios. Also, Brett from the Glass Doctor and Wynn Home Inspections, these are good companies, will be there, along with some of the KHNC celebrities. I won't be there, because I'm not a celebrity, but the celebrities will be there. So it's going to be a great way to have some fun, and also there's going to be something to eat. There will be food there. They're shipping, they're bringing something in from I'm not sure where it's coming in from, but it's going to be good. So again, Friday night, 6310 West 10th Street, 6 p.m. Okay, I won't see you there, but there will be celebrities there. You'll see them. Now, continuing, at the end of the world, at the end when Satan's rule of the world and the nations comes to an end, that's what we call the end of the world. This is what Christ called the end of the world. His disciples asked him, Lord, tell us about the end of the world. What will be the signs? One of the main signs will be China and the Western nations, their armies, the armies of the world, the Muslim armies from all over the world. They will all merge at Armageddon. They will all come with their arms. They will come with their witchcraft. America and the Antichrist government, they're going to come, and they're not going to come with just bullets and not neutron and nuclear bombs. No, they are going to come with the satanic witchcraft that is in the book of Revelation chapter 13. It isn't just a physical war. It is a war against God. It will be fought in a spiritual plane also. All of the Satan worshipers will come with all of the best that they have been trained to do in voodoo, every form of witchcraft. All the Illuminati people will be praying from a distance that the forces of darkness will defeat the forces of Christ. I know you've never heard this before because pastors don't see it. Men in the church world don't see it. But the thing is, Antichrist isn't going to come with bullets and bombs. He's coming with sorcery. And China is coming with the finest of the sorcery that she's involved with presently. And the Muslim world isn't going to come with just thousands and millions of men, but it's going to come also with the occult world of the Persian and the witchcraft of the Middle East within Islam. Islam is not just a military, a political system, a religious system, many Muslims don't realize it is a satanic system with powers in witchcraft, just like the Chinese have through their Buddhism, through the communism, and just like the forces of Antichrist in the West will come with all the forces of witchcraft. And these nations will use that witchcraft and direct it at Christ when he comes to Armageddon and he gathers these grapes into the great winepress, and there he will, in that vat, in that area called Megiddo, he will tread them, he will step on them, he will crush them, he will turn them to nothing, he will destroy them. Yes, they'll come with their tanks, they'll come with their horses, they'll come with their weapons, and they'll come with their satanic, all of their witchcraft, but it will be to no avail. You see, Satan is a spiritual being. He fights with deception, with control, with hatred, all these things that we understand. But 7 years, 7.5 years before Armageddon, there's another great war that's going to take place. 7 years, remember, 7.5 years roughly before Armageddon, another great war takes place. It is the war when Russia is destroyed with Iran, with the armies of Turkey, probably armies out of Germany, out of Libya, out of Ethiopia, with the nations probably in the Baltic area with many Muslim groups, not all. That great war takes place 7.5 years before Armageddon. So God will use the great Russian war in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, for those that know the Bible and can read that and realize that Gog in the land of Magog is the spirit that rules Russia. Magog, the land of Magog, the land of Rosh, the land of Russia. Russia comes with all of her comrades to an area that we call present-day Jordan. And in that present-day Jordan, east of the Jordan River, is where that great war takes place. It's such a great war that the children of Israel, the Jewish people, will go through that land for 7 months looking for the cadavers, the bones, because according to the Jewish way in which they deal with the dead, they have to clean that land up. And so every place that they find a person that is dead, they have to put a stake in the ground so that the people, the priests will come, take those bones and cleanse that land of the death. 7 years before Armageddon. Now, before the Great Russian War, before that takes place, there has to be another war prior to it. This will be the war where the Muslim nations, the Muslim groups, Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call them, there in the Middle East, in Jordan, in Syria, Lebanon, in the Gaza Strip, not too much from Saudi Arabia, but there's going to be a Muslim attack. It will be an Islamic Muslim with all the Muslim groups on the nation of Israel. And Israel won't have a choice but to fight and this time be victorious totally. The EU is not going to interfere. NATO is not going to interfere. The United Nations is not going to interfere. America is not going to interfere. God is going to command that Israel completely destroy these enemies that have been enemies for Israel since she was before she became a nation. Back in 1945-43, when Nassar would try to come in and invade Israel out of Egypt. So before the Great Russian War, there's going to be the big Muslim war on Israel. Israel will be victorious. Israel will destroy Damascus, one of the oldest cities in the world. Damascus will be destroyed. The Muslim armies will pretty much be destroyed. Israel will occupy the present-day Jordan on the east side of the Jordan River. Israel will move in and occupy present-day Jordan. Amman, Jordan, won't be destroyed. Damascus will be destroyed as a city. Syria, I believe that the American CIA, the European nations, along with the NATO forces, United Nations, have been trying to remove Bashar Assad as the president of Syria. They have not been successful, because I believe that in the Bible, the only nation that will be victorious against Bashar Assad will be the little nation of Israel. Israel will take Assad, his family, probably the leaders in Lebanon and in Jordan. These leaders will not be, they will not die. They will be taken prisoners. And the whole world is going to go mad. You might as well, to go into an area and somebody dies because of war, that's one thing. But with Bashar Assad and his family and the important people of that area, if Israel should take them prisoners, oh man, the International World Court, the Amnesty International, these people are going to go mad. They're going to demand Israel let these people out of jail. Let them go to other nations of the world where they can be taken care of. Well, Israel's not going to do that. Israel's going to keep them captive. After Germany surrendered, Germany had the luxury, or these SS members of Germany, they were given the luxury of living, of being allowed to live, and then they were relocated all over the world. That's not going to be the case with Israel. These people, Israel will keep them imprisoned. And in the Bible it says that the nations will go mad. The UN will go mad. American political world will go mad. European political world will go mad. The Muslim world will go crazy. The only ones that won't really go crazy are China. China has got other fish to fry. So you have Armageddon, 7 years plus before Armageddon takes place. You're going to have the Great Russian War. Before the Great Russian War, you're going to have the Muslim War on Israel. And before the Muslim War on Israel, you're going to have the scenario that we see presently, right now. What scenario is that? The United States is pushing, provoking, trying to create a conflict, an unneeded conflict with Russia and the European nations and NATO and the American CIA. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. 1360 AM Radio, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, and podcast 1360KHNC.com for more archived programs. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Resuming where we left off, one more time, Friday night, 6 o'clock, the Glass Doctor in Greeley, 6310 West 10th Street, behind Ramsey Auto Group. They're going to do the program. The Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions is going to do his firearms and emergency response virtual simulator. So you get to test your skills to see if you're going to be a victim or victorious. So I would encourage you to consider it. And again, the address is 6310 West 10th Street, 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley. Very informative. It will give you some ideas of your capabilities, where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are. And let's face it, most of us, we don't have many strengths in the firearms area. So, I just wanted you to kind of get an idea of what's coming in the future and kind of the scenario. Now, in the book of Revelation, the prophecies in the book of Revelation are what you call accurate forecasting, like weathermen predicting where a hurricane is going to hit, when it's going to hit, the damage, the wind velocity, whether it's in the day, whether it's in the night, forecasting. The Bible is the only book in the world that has perfect, accurate forecasting. What the Bible has said will happen has always been accurate, has never, ever failed the test. The problem has been the interpretation, the people that interpret. So there's accurate forecasting, inaccurate interpretation. I just gave you an interpretation of my study of the end of the world scenario, the time in the world where Satan begins to lose his control of his kingdom, and he knows it. He knows that Christ said that eventually Christ would have a group of believers, and that group of believers would be called his church. The faithful ones would be the builded church. And Satan knows that that is accurate forecasting, and the devil knows he cannot stop it. But the thing is, with the accurate forecasting, the devil realizes that he has to destroy the world as quickly as possible. And this is what the world is experiencing and seeing presently. Destroying the world through weather warfare weapons, through the Department of Defense weather warfare programs, 2025, 2030, 2035. There'll be no 2035 weather warfare defense program. Within this next decade, these people, their attempt to destroy the world, they're almost going to be successful. And then in the book of Revelation, Christ says that he will destroy those who destroy the world, the earth, the environment, the oceans. They contaminate and pollute the skies, that burn the forests down, that take these hurricanes and steer them to kill mankind and to cause great tsunamis through earthquakes to kill more of mankind, who create viruses in a lab to kill mankind, to cull the nations of their people. God is coming to destroy them. In fact, in the book of Job, God gives an idea that when he returns, he's going to take the horizon. He's going to grab the horizon on the east, the horizon on the west, and just like a blanket, he's going to pop it. He's going to shake it. And he says he's going to shake the evil out of the earth. And he will do it. Then they're trying to destroy the world through these laws to rob the people of the world of their wealth, of their property, of their livelihood. The four horsemen of the apocalypse, accurate forecasting. The Lord wanted to show the world, Christ wanted to show the world, that at the end of the world there would be these four horses that would ride. And he was basically warning the world, these horses of the apocalypse are actually being sent by the devil upon mankind to destroy man through famine, through wars, through pestilences, diseases like Ebola, like the Zika virus, like all these different plagues that have been hitting the world. God is warning the world, these people have the ability to create these things to destroy God's creation, God's people, to destroy mankind. Then man would destroy his fellow man through war, through bullets, bombs, drones, assassinations. Then the last horseman, the last horse is the combo horse. It destroys through war, famine, diseases, pestilence, and the animals of the world. In other words, the animals in the animal kingdom are going to turn on man because man is so sinful and evil that God will put it in the minds of these little creatures to destroy mankind. You know, Mammoth Lakes, California, you have a big community there in the forest. Beautiful homes, hundreds and thousands of people, homes up there, beautiful area. Well, these people, they love the bears. And so they cohabitate with the bears. Well, they try to do everything possible to not have to shoot one of these bears. Well, you just watch. These people are playing with fire. One of these days, those bears are going to break into a home, and they're not going to wait for the animal control to come and use a pop gun to scare them off. Those bears are going to go into a home and just start killing whoever's there. You're not going to mess with what God said. He's going to use the animals to kill mankind. They're going to turn ferocious. That's just one part of the prophecy. We'll be right back.
What's up, guys? Come hang out with us this Friday at the Glass Doctor with myself and the rest of the KHNZ crew. We're going to have Matt Skrzywanski from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. He's going to be setting up his firearms and emergency response training simulator. This thing is sweet. It's kind of like a video game. You get a mock firearm, and you get to test your skills against a variety of emergency scenarios. That address, 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, just behind the Ramsey Auto Group at the Glass Doctor. We've got the food and the fun, so I hope to see you there.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
With the holidays upon us, consider giving the gift of high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank. High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef in either bulk packages or holiday box sets, direct from us, the ranchers. This holiday season, give the gift of beef at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Sunday, from 9 to 12, my new hours for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. These programs that I host and the other programs, the other hosts on the weekend, during the week, all the programs are streamed. Everything is archived for the podcasts on 1360khnc.com. So you can go to the website and you can get the podcasts for the programs that interest you. We cover all the bases. There's not much that we don't cover. And now going back to the fourth horse of the apocalypse, it says that these animals are going to kill. Animals are going to be part of what kills mankind. And probably the animals are going to have enough sense to kill the evil, wicked people and not the good people. Now, there's a deeper meaning to that. In Ezekiel, there is a thought in chapter 14 that mankind, and also in Isaiah chapter 14, that mankind will have the ability to create creatures that were not created in the Garden of Eden. I don't know if you've heard of a chupacabra. The chupacabra was like a blood-sucking dog, and it was like a vampire. And I figured that probably if I was going to go to Texas or out into Cuba or South America, I better go ahead and get myself the 44 Magnum like Clint Eastwood would carry, one of the most powerful handguns in the world to blow your head clean off. Well, that's what I wanted to do with the chupacabra, because if I decided to go into the forest, I wanted to pack something that's going to take care of that little blood-sucking dog. Well, anyhow, they suspect that this chupacabra, they didn't have a name for it. They called it a devil dog, a vampire dog. They kind of don't exist anymore. They created some of them, and somehow they got out of the laboratories. Well, the Bible gives you a thought. Mankind will have the ability to take animals that were not created in the Garden of Eden, to create animals that were not created in the Garden of Eden, and create these creatures. And these creatures are going to get out of the laboratories where they're created. Well, you say that that's not possible. Well, did the virus that's going around the world right now killing people, causing all this madness, was it created in the lab and did it get out? Well, I think so. Well, they're going to create these creatures because mankind is curious. And the curiosity of the cat is going to kill the cat. And mankind, when they're given new technology or the ability to create things in the lab, they're going to go as far as they can possibly go, because the heart of man is more wicked and evil than you can imagine. You could see what they did in Nazi Germany. I've heard about some of the experiments they had. Now, for you that have tender consciences, you might want to have your button on the mute or turn it off. The Germans, they would take the hip off of one person and try to splice that hip on another person. They'd take the similar hip, right hip off of one person, the right hip off of another person, and try to sew them back on the opposite person. This is what they would do. It's what they do. This is the curiosity of man. Now, I'm going to get even more graphic, and I don't want to, but so that you will understand what is inside the heart of man when Satan takes over. And this is what's happening with these people in the world that are doing what they do. These people are shells. Yes, they breathe, they speak, they talk, they move around, they eat, they sleep, but they're a shell that has been completely, totally possessed by the evil one, by Lucifer himself. They no longer can operate without his power. So in Nazi Germany, what else did they try to do? Transplant heads. Behead one person, second person, and try to replant. I'm telling you, This world is not going to go another 10 years. There are many who are not Christian people who do not know the Bible but have heard about the book of Revelation, and more of these type of people believe that we're at the end of the world than the people of God internationally that know the Bible and won't believe what the Bible says. More people that do not know God believe that now there's the possibility that everyone is going to have to take the mark of Antichrist, and they believe it, and they're trembling. They don't know what to do. They are afraid there's no hope, whereas the people that know God, that read the Bible, don't believe it. This world is not going to go another 10 years because the evil that is in these people, now they know they have, for the most part, destroyed the power of the Constitution of the United States of America, a document that protected America from the government and the nations of the world from the American government. So now, this document that protects not only the American people, but the nations of the world, is for the most part so violated, it has no power. And you can believe that it is going to be used to take these criminals to court, to prosecute them. I hate to tell you, I don't want to burst your bubble. Don't believe it. They have already destroyed this Constitution and the laws of this government. 1360 AM Radio, the podcast, 1360KHNC.com.
Hey, folks, the Greeley Gun Show at Island Grove Regional Park in Greeley is November 20 and 21st, featuring thousands of firearms, loads of ammo, and a giveaway of a customized AR-15 by Warriors Revolution. No purchase necessary, must be present to win. Located at 501 West 14th Avenue in Greeley, buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com, that's PEShows.com, for more details. See you at the show.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, that ends today's program. I'll be back tomorrow at 2 to 3, and Wednesday and Thursday with The Present Truth. Again, I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Now, to finish up my thought from the last segment, We're at the end of the world. These people, they have been taken over by the god of this world. They've taken over, been their allegiances to the devil. Christ came 2,000 years ago, went into the desert, and the devil tempted him. Told Christ, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. Christ rebuked the devil, told him, get behind me. There's only one God that he would serve. Well, the devil didn't just leave Christ and go sit in a corner and sulk. No, he went throughout time looking for people in the world that would bow down and worship him. And he would put them in positions of power over nations, areas, governments. So he has been going through the last 1900 plus years finding people who would accept his offer. Worship me, and I will give you the kingdoms of the world. And these people accepted his offer, and they are in powers of positions right now, or positions of power. Bill Gates, I'm just saying, if Bill Gates were here, I would ask him, did you take Satan up on his offer? How about Tony Fauci? How about Klaus Barbie Schwab? How about Boris Johnson and Mr. Macron, Mr. Trudeau? And what about Nancy? What about Dianne Feinstein? What about these people? I know that the evil one has been busy going out looking for these type of people. The people in the Pilgrim Society in New York and in London, they have accepted the offer. Well, these people are going to put together a system where you're going to have to also swear allegiance to the devil. And if you don't, you can't buy and you can't sell. They're sophisticated. These people are smart. Their intelligence comes from another dimension. Yes, they do go to Yale and Harvard and these prestigious schools, and they are gifted, they are brilliant, but then you add to that the wisdom of the dark side, and they're going to become even more evil. We're at the end of the world. There was a thought I had, you know, on the way in today, I have a program. I didn't get to my program, but I was visiting with Cactus and just thinking, well, maybe, you know, we should go, should talk about this. And I think she was thinking the same thing, because right now the United States is provoking Russia to war. And today, Biden tonight is going to have a video conference with Xi Jinping over this matter of Taiwan. And Xi Jinping said, there's not going to be any dialogue. We are taking Taiwan. It is ours, and you're not going to stop us. So you're going to have to come back tomorrow, 2 o'clock, for the Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez Podcast, 1360KHNC.com. And thank everybody for praying for me. Thank you. I appreciate your prayers. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's
like inside his cave. Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.